Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January 17th, 2020. Well, today I'm going to build upon the devotion from yesterday. Yesterday we discussed loving one another by serving one another. The discussion about serving one another focused on serving one another as church members. And we should serve one another in the church. But I want us to expand upon that just a little bit. This week, we read Luke 14 in our F260 New Testament Bible reading. And while I was reading that passage, I noticed how verses 12 through 14 followed the devotions I gave yesterday. So let's read them together. Again, Luke 14, verses 12 through 14. And it says, "Then said he also to him that bade him," this is Christ speaking, "When thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, nor thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just." And so this is a part of a larger teaching that Jesus is giving, of course, on being bidden to the supper and so forth. But one of the teachings that Jesus is giving here is on humility. The verses before this, Christ is instructing the visitors not to take the chief seats at a feast. But I want to go on to this teaching, where he will teach us to expand our outlook when we are serving a feast. Now notice he teaches to not to invite only those who are our friends, those who may invite us to their feast. Christ teaches us that when we have a feast, we should invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. We should invite those. Why should we invite those? Well, we should invite those out of grace. They won't be invited to the feast. They won't invite us to their feast. They probably can't afford a feast. Christ is teaching not to be concerned if those you invite can repay, or in his words, recompense the invitation. Jesus tells us that your recompensing will happen at the resurrection of the just. So in other words, he's saying serve others without looking for payment here on earth. Recognize that you'll receive your recompensing at the judgment seat of Christ. Now I want us to use this concept when we're thinking about loving by serving. What if we only serve those who can serve us in return? Are we really serving? In serving, we should be lifting up those who are unable to lift themselves. I'm always amazed at how many in the world will freely serve those who are less fortunate in the community. They don't think whether a person deserves to be served. They just serve. They don't think about what the person with the need has done to put themselves in the place where they need the help. They just serve. I sometimes wonder, as I think about this, if I am a respecter of persons. I wonder if sometimes I'm playing the place of God and choosing not to aid someone because I don't think they are worthy of being served. Do I really serve out of a gracious heart? Do I serve knowing that everything I have is a gift of God? Do I share what I have knowing that the Lord gives and the Lord takes away? Today, I want us to think about who we serve and how often we serve. Do we only serve those who are our equals? Do we only serve seeking either acknowledgement or repayment? What do we do to serve the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind? What do we do to serve those who are facing some of the greatest struggles one can face in life? As you consider this today, I want you to think about your expectations of mercy and grace from God. Do you want God to be merciful and gracious to you, knowing that you do not deserve it? Do you want God to show mercy and grace even if you've not been disobedient? Do you want God to show mercy and grace anytime you ask? Then you should think about showing the same kind of mercy and grace to others, not thinking about whether they deserve it, not thinking about if they've been disobedient, just out of a gracious heart, serve others. And I know that's difficult for us because it's so against our nature, but I think that is exactly how Christ served us. And it's also how we expect God to serve us today. If we have a need, we expect Him to meet that need. So keep this in mind, and I pray that this will help you on your walk with Christ. Let's pray. Lord, as we come to you at the end of the week, God, we are so thankful for the mercy and grace you have shown us this week. God, I pray that you would help us to view others through the eyes of grace. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to serve others, not seeking anything in return. God, show us the value in serving others as you have served us. Lord, show us those opportunities we have to serve others and thereby show them your love. Thank you for loving us. I pray that we can love one another as you have loved us. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Until Monday, this is Pastor Mark signing off.